My name is Raj Mehrotra. I'm the editor-in-chief for CJSON, and I'm delighted to be here with Dr. Kremers from Netherlands, who is the recipient of the first prize for CJSON Trainee of the Year Award. Bart, can you introduce yourself to the CJSON audience?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. My name is Bart Kremers. I am from Groningen, the Netherlands, where I just finished my PhD that focused on polycystic kidney disease. I specifically study treatment with vasopressin V2 receptor antagonist tolvaptan and its side effects. And currently, I am a resident in the field of internal medicine.
So what sparked your interest in research in treatment of PKD broadly?
So during my medicine studies, I really developed an interest in research in general. I always find nephrology fascinating, and after graduating, I came in contact with a PhD student and run GanSupport's ADPKD research group. She told me that they were looking for a new PhD student to help with the clinical studies in the lab. And at that point in 2017, tolvaptan had just become available in the Netherlands as the first effective pharmacological treatment for ADPKD. I was immediately fascinated, and I thought it was interesting to study the first and only effective treatment for ADPKD and to hopefully make a small contribution to the field. I also found the side effects of tolvaptan highly interesting, as it causes a form of nephrogenic diabetes insipidus by blocking the vasopressin V2 receptor and as a result, polyuria.
That's right. So what specific gap in knowledge were you hoping you could bridge with your work?
Well, tolvaptan is the first effective pharmacological treatment in ADPKD. This drug slows down kidney function decline in ADPKD and can postpone the need for kidney replacement therapy. Unfortunately, as a side effect, tolvaptan causes polyuria of on average 7 liters per day. And because of this, some patients find treatment with this drug intolerable. We wanted to test whether there were additional medicines that could that one could prescribe alongside tolvaptan in order to diminish polyuria. We hypothesized that potentially hydrochlorothiazide and or metformin could be useful in this regard. Hydrochlorothiazide has been used as a treatment to treat to reduce polyuria in nephrogenic diabetes insipidus of other origins, and metformin has been successfully used to decrease polyuria in animal studies where tolvaptan was used.
So what did you find?
So in a double-blind crossover RCT of 13 tolvaptan-treated ADPKD patients, we found that both hydrochlorothiazide and metformin could reduce polyuria. Hydrochlorothiazide reduced daily urine production from 6.9 to 5.1 liters per day, and metformin from 6.9 to 5.4 liters per day. And because the combination of tolvaptan and hydrochlorothiazide seemed more favorable in its effects and had less adverse effects in the short term, we also investigated this combination in a long-term animal experiment. In that study, we found a similar effect on polyuria. And with regard to ADPKD disease progression, we found that the combined tolvaptan hydrochlorothiazide treatment was superior to no treatment and superior or equal to tolvaptan monotherapy, depending on the use marker.
So just taking a step back, how does your work fit into that larger body of work regarding tolvaptan, polycystic kidney disease, and its treatment?
Well, because of these findings, patients may be able to benefit from the tolvaptan hydrochlorothiazide combination in the future, and more patients might be able to tolerate tolvaptan treatment. This is important, as effective treatment could delay dialysis or kidney transplantation. The combination of metformin and tolvaptan also remains very interesting, especially because metformin monotherapy is also being studied in large clinical trials as a potential effective treatment to slow down disease progression in ADPKD. If metformin turns out to be effective in this regard, the combination with tolvaptan could be doubly beneficial.
Fascinating. That makes quite a lot of sense. So your work is quite a meaningful advance in our knowledge. What is the next step for your research? And more broadly, what do you think, where should this field be going?
So we are setting up a larger long-term RCT called the HydroProtect trial. And in this trial, tolvaptan-treated ADPKD patients will be randomized to tolvaptan plus hydrochlorothiazide or tolvaptan plus placebo. And in this trial, we want to confirm the effects on polyuria, but we will especially study the effects of these treatments on eGFR decline to test whether the combination with hydrochlorothiazide is equal or may even be superior to tolvaptan alone. And with regard to the field, I think it remains very relevant to study whether there are additional medicines that could slow down ADPKD progression. I know that a lot of research is being done in that regard.
Thank you. This is very important work. Congratulations again. What words of advice or wisdom do you have for people that are contemplating or just starting the research training with a focus on kidney diseases?
So as someone who's only just started doing research in this field myself, I feel that I still have a lot of wisdom to gain before I can share it with others. But my advice to someone contemplating research in nephrology would be to go for it. The kidney is extremely interesting, and every research idea could lead to that breakthrough that helps many patients. And finally, I want to thank you, Dr. Muratra, and the CJSN editorial board very much for this prize. It was truly an honor, and it was also great to participate in the podcast. Thank you.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.